This will probably be one of my shortest podcast episodes, but I did want to go over arrays as quickly as possible. Not as quickly as possible, but as simply as possible so that I can help you understand arrays and not get so like confused about it. Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can. But for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. So, as you know, arrays are a kind of way to store information in JavaScript. I'm talking about JavaScript, by the way. It's a way to store information inside of JavaScript, and you typically are able to store a list of things in one place under one variable name. And the way that that's like denoted in JavaScript is using square brackets. And inside of the square brackets, you have elements. Those elements are separated by a comma, and each of the elements can be any of the data types that are available to us in JavaScript. So you have string, number, typical, array, another array, objects, and null, undefined, right? So those are the kinds of data that so the different data types that can be stored inside of an array. Now that you have an array created, let's say you have an array of animals, like so it's a string, and you want to loop through that array, you can loop through an array in various ways in JavaScript. One of the ways is to write out a for loop, and I'm not gonna go over every single way, but I'm gonna show you kind of the more common ones. So the first way to loop through an array, meaning having a function go like run through your list of elements in an array and then apply some kind of code to each of the elements in an array so that you don't have to write the same code for every element in the array separately. You can do it in one go, is one by writing a for loop, and that for loop has the for, it starts off by using the for keyword, which if you use Visual Studio Code, which will kind of use a separate color to indicate that it's a JavaScript like keyword. And so you start with the for word, the for keyword, literally F-O-R, followed by a parentheses. Inside of that parentheses, you're gonna have three statements. The first one is going to be your starting point. So at which point inside of your array would you like to begin your iteration? The second part of inside of that parentheses is going to tell the looping device, in this case, the for loop, until which point you want to continue going or iterating through your array. So typically you want to do start at zero. So you're going to say like, let I equal zero. And then that second point would be keep going until I reach the, until I, so the current iteration that I'm at is less than or equal to the length of the array, because you don't want to surpass the array. Otherwise it's, you'll get into troubles if you do that. You can't really loop through something that doesn't exist. And then the third point is going to specify how do you want to loop through your array? So that third point is typically going to be I++, or you want to iterate through it like one by one going forward. So if I start at zero, you want to go from the zeroth position to the first, the second, to the third, etc., until you reach the end of your array. Which brings me to another point, and that is that it's really crucial to understand that arrays start at zero. So when you're looking at a list of an array or a list of elements within an array, that first item, that first element in your array is going to be at position number zero. That's crucial because going forward, whenever you deal with arrays, if you want like the third element in your array, you know that it's actually going to be at position 0, 1, 2, 2, because it starts at zero. So that being said, you start at zero. So you start at the first element and then you go all the way until the end. And once you're inside of that loop, so after you close the parentheses, after the for keyword, you open up a pair of curly brackets, an opening curly bracket and a close curly bracket. Inside of those two curly brackets is where you are going to write your code that's going to affect every single element, unless stated otherwise, inside of your array. So let's say I want to simply console log and see what is in my array. I'm going to loop through that array using a for loop, and then so you would type out console.log and then parentheses, and then you would do, and here's the tricky part, because you're inside of the array, you already have the name of the array. So let's say my array of animals is animals. I would do animals and then square brackets at I, and what's happening there is that I is going to show you that we are at the ith position of this array, because that's how you call on elements in the array. So if you want to, if you have animals and you want to get, again, that third element, you would do I square brackets without any spacing, 2, and that would return the third element in the array. And so inside of the loop, what you're doing is replacing that like specific number to I. And so you go console.log animals square brackets I, and that's going to return the current animal that it's at within each iteration. There's other ways of doing this, but right now I just wanted to go over this simple for loop because it's simple enough to talk about in a podcast, and hopefully you can kind of follow along with that, especially if you've been looking at code. But one way as to how I actually explain arrays is to think of arrays as like a set of drawers, and that's a really tough word. And every drawer in the drawer chest is considered an element in your array. So what you're doing when you loop through that array is that you start at the very top, or you start at drawer 0, and so you'll go through the first drawer. It'll execute something inside of that drawer. So let's say like the task that you want to be completed at every single drawer is to open the drawer, fold all the clothes inside of that drawer, and then close the drawer. You can do that by using one loop and it say, okay, go through all of the drawers and do this one task to each of them. So you would open the first drawer, fold the clothes, close it, move on to the next drawer, open it, fold the clothes, close it, and keep going until the very last drawer. And then at the very last drawer, after it completes it, it's going to stop doing that task because it's reached the end of your quote unquote array or your drawer set, and it has no more drawers to apply this code to or this task to. So that's kind of the simplest way that I know how to explain arrays and looping through arrays. Hopefully you found this helpful. If you haven't yet, make sure you leave a rating and subscribe to both this podcast as well as my YouTube channel. If you're watching there, don't forget to hit the like button. And thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys next time. If you want to see more technical episodes like this one, like short, sweet, simple, and to the point, let me know and I'll definitely do more of that. Ciao.